Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It's only 50 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey everyone, I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 5 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christ-centered Christmas. Christmas is a time to celebrate the birth of Christ. When I first started on my journey of Christmas organizing, I soon realized that I lived in a bubble because I would often have people offended on my site because I talked about Jesus and his birth in relation to Christmas. This threw me for a total loop because to me, Christmas was about celebrating the birth of Jesus. Yes, I grew up with Santa and so did my children, but the reason for the season has and always will be celebrating the birth of Jesus. While Christmas seems to be celebrated by believers and non-believers alike, this line taken from Joshua 24:15 in the King James Bible sums up the reason I celebrate Christmas. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I refuse to put aside Christ when talking about celebrating Christmas. So my writings have a Christian aspect of the seasons of Advent and Christmas. But I also felt a need to make a separate section to concentrate on how we each can have a Christ-centered Christmas. There are 5 different areas that I feel are important to dig deeper into. The first one is Christmas charity. Charity can mean different things to different people. For some, it's money, while others, it is service. The first thing I want you to do is write down on a sheet of paper or the Christmas organizing form charity ideas, different charity names and how you would want to support this charity. Whether it's money, volunteering, or donating items. If you have children, mark whether or not the children can participate. To fill your list out, consider asking others in your immediate family for their charity ideas. Once you've decided which charities you will support, fill out the Christmas organizing form, charity information sheet, or use a sheet of paper and place it in your notebook. Some of the information to fill out includes the charity name, mailing address, phone number, whether or not they send a card telling that you've donated in memory or in honor of someone, whether or not they're local, or any other data that you may want to include. If you want to volunteer, make sure you call and ask when they need volunteers and what ages can participate. The second area to think about is Christ-centered gift giving. Gift giving can take on many different forms, including physical gifts, gifts of service, and donating in someone's name. Take out the Christ-centered gift-giving form and list out the ideas you have for Christ-centered gift-giving or write your ideas out on a sheet of paper. One idea that I did with my children when they were younger was to give them a piece of a nativity set each year so that when they were grown, they would have their own set to take with them. We also give Christ-related books and movies as gifts each year. This year, we are doing Advent boxes for families that will contain Advent items as well as activities for them to do as a family during the Christmas season. The next area to think about in relation to Christ-centered is decorating. When someone walks into your house at Christmas, do they know that you are celebrating the birth of Christ? For me personally, this is so important. Decorating for me is one way to show my Christmas spirit, and while I do decorate different areas in my home in different ways, such as Disney in the bathroom, gingerbread in our kitchen, I have areas in my house that are Christ-centered. One place is our dining room. The tree in that room is what I call the nativity tree. It's an artificial tree that we leave out some of the pieces and put a large manger in the middle of the tree and fill it with the nativity pieces. Then all over the tree, we hang angel ornaments and other nativity-themed ornaments. Of course, the tree topper is a star. I have another nativity scene that I use in the middle of my mantle, and that is the first thing that people see when they walk into my house at Christmas. And that leaves no doubt about our focus for the Christmas season. The next area is Christ-centered activities and events. Make a list on a sheet of paper or use the Christmas organizing form to make a list of activities and events that are Christ-centered that your family attends or you want to attend this year. Some examples of this would be Christmas Eve services at church, a live drive-through nativity, volunteering, making Christmas, making gifts for others, and other activities and events that are Christ-centered. The last area is Christ-centered entertaining. For For many, entertaining at Christmas means a party with lots of food and drinks. But does it have to be just that? Think about ways to entertain that can be Christ-centered and ideas to add a Christ-centered element to your holiday entertaining. Some examples of entertaining could be a Happy Birthday Jesus party, a Christmon party, Sunday Advent party, 12th day of Christmas party, etc. Adding a Christ-centered element to your party can include having all your guests bring a donation for a charity you choose, or maybe you've adopted a child for Christmas and you can have everyone bring a gift for the child and you can deliver the items to the charity in charge. Be sure to check out the Christmas Crunch page on ChristmasOrganizing.com for the day-by-day topic list and for information on joining the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Membership starts for as little as $1 a month and includes early releases of books, materials, podcasts, and more. Each podcast, I'll be giving a shout out to current Candy Cane Club members. And today I would like to say a big thank you to Sharon V, Cyan, Tammy R, and Terry K. I would like to also welcome our newest member, Tammy L. Thanks for joining me today. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is Christmas gift list. Gifts can be a large part of your Christmas planning, and it all starts with the gift list. And also, don't forget to join our newsletter email list and get a copy of the basics of a Christmas notebook PDF for free, which has all the basic details of setting up your Christmas notebook, your Christmas calendar, and creating a Christmas savings and spending plan. The link is available on ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.